and through the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. This morning, I am highly delighted to be with you in this service. I want to very specially thank the Reverend Canon Charles Thibault and Sandy, his wife, for their kind hospitality to us. I am here this year with my wife. She will join at the Bible study. I want to thank you very much for your kind support to us in prayers and all your gifts, and I pray God Almighty to bless you. Nigeria is improving a little bit. It's improving in terms of security. The Nigerian army are winning the war against Boko Haram. This has much been put under control recently with the new president 2 years ago. So Boko Haram is very insignificant now. Terrorism has been reduced almost to nothing. And as you might be reading, the Chibok girls in Northeast are being returned. We have almost a total of 100 plus who have returned so far. To this, we thank God, and we know and believe that God will do more in the life of our country. The Church of Nigeria continues to grow numerically and spiritually. We want to thank God for the partnership with ACNA, which we recognize and work with in the Anglican Communion. The primate of our church is the chairman of GAFCON, and we support wholeheartedly what ACNN is doing in sending a bishop to Scotland and Europe. This is with our support, and GAFCON primates support that evangelical move totally. Dear brothers and sisters, the Diocese of Wusasa brings you greetings. You have seen on the map where we are. This year, by the grace of God, we will be 20 years as a diocese. Where we read the gospel of today in Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 through 39. It was from the gospel we will discover one common factor. From the moment a child is born, from infancy, the child develops fear. And what is this fear all about? Fear of the world around the child. He or she thinks almost everywhere around is unsafe. Also fears maybe strangers. When a child sees a stranger, if it's not a very curious child and a very extrovert, he or she might run away from the stranger. Sometimes, even as adults, we have fear among us, fear of the unknown. Today, the whole world is in fear. Where is safe for us? Is it in our homes? Is it in supermarkets? Is it in store? Is it also in church? Where are we going to be safe? In political rallies? Where is ever safe? People all over the world are in fear. If you talk of Africa, of course people live in fear, fear of insecurity, fear of hunger, fear of disease. Of course, terrorism has become a worldwide event. And you come to Middle East, it's very severe. It has moved gradually even to United Kingdom, where you have suicide bombers, people who attack people and so on. So people are living in fear. Fear of economic situation, political situation. But in this context, Jesus recognizes that fear will also cause the failure of the disciples. He looked at them very carefully. He called them in a very special way. Each one of them was specially called in his way. But Jesus recognizes that there is a fear in them. And Jesus' disciples courageously leave the security of their homes. That is very true, that they have left all the comfort of their families, comfort of their towns and villages. And why would they do that? They did that to proclaim the advent of God's own reign, the kingdom of God. But they too, even the disciples, will ultimately bow before the power of fear. That is for Jesus. Even with the, living the comfort of their families and their towns and villages, he saw in them that certainly they might bow to the powers of fear. And Jesus knew the challenges of the disciples that they will face in the house of Israel. It was not so easy for them. Whenever a change is going to be made, it is always difficult. People are used to a system. Before the time of Jesus, there were prophets, there were healers, there were teachers. The Pharisees had existed. The Sadducees were there. The high priests were there. But Jesus came with a new teaching of salvation. And that was very challenging to them. And look at this context with the disciples. They have been called to proclaim the word in the context of the household of Israel. Certainly, they would be filled with fear as they were. And the mission that they will carry in future. The disciples were granted powers, very strong powers, powers to heal, powers to remove demons out of people, to cleanse the lepers, even to raise the dead. But Jesus said to them in the text, the preceding chapter, that as they go for mission, as they move for mission, he denies them of money. And you know, money has been a very important factor in a society. It is the purchasing power. Money was important, but he said, carry no money. Take no money. Don't even take extra clothes. don't take a staff for protection or even sandals. And they were to undertake this mission completely without all this. So, my dear brothers and my sisters, in this chapter that we have read, even Jesus, knowing that the disciples will go for mission, they will go into sheep as sheep in the midst of wolves. They will face arrest, beatings, oppositions, and sometimes from their immediate family. Why does Jesus highlight the horror that awaits these disciples? This is very relevant to us today. Are we living in fear? For us in Nigeria, we live in fear. Fear, of course, of the expansion of terrorism. Fear of the economic situation that will come with hunger and disease. Fear of political unrest, and so many fears. What are your fears here as an individual, as a family, as a church? As you engage in mission of the church, which is very dear to the heart of your church here, which is what you do, and which is what God has asked us all to get involved in doing missions, in reaching out with the gospel. Jesus is saying to you today, do not be afraid. That is this context. In chapter 10, verse 20, it says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of one who can destroy both the soul and body in hell. Jesus said, don't be afraid. And if you are not afraid, you will do more exploits into the kingdom of God. You will bring men and women into the kingdom of God. I want to urge you, and I want to encourage you, that you continue with the mission of the church. He said that in verses 26, 28, and 31. In 31, he says, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. More than this, you are precious in the eyes of God, and therefore all what you will do is to carry out the mission of God. Mind you, Jesus reminded us that anyone who loves his father or mother more than him is not worthy of the kingdom. Jesus speaks of this. Was he really saying that we should hate ourselves, hate our father, hate our mother, hate our daughter-in-law, hate our brother-in-law? What is Jesus saying here? Certainly not in that context. Was he referring to Peter's mother-in-law that he healed? Was he referring to the two disciples that were the sons of Zebedee? So many questions will be asked here. But what Jesus refers here is that we must leave the comfort of our zone. We must leave the comfort of our zone for the sake of the mission of Christ. Yesterday, I was sharing with Father Chuck. I said to him that the Church Missionary Society that came to evangelize us in Nigeria, the first people came, about 24 of them, and only two returned. Malaria killed them. And they came in 1841. And by 1843, when they were coming fully to evangelize us, they came with their caskets. The caskets became their suitcases. They carried all their bags and baggages into their caskets. They knew they were not going to return to England. And they did that to us, to bring gospel to us, mission of the church. And that is why we hold totally, with total respect, the gospel that has been brought to us. Shall we lavish it? Shall we throw it away? And now, when again this issue of same-sex marriage came up, now we began to ask them questions. You brought us the gospel. You did not bring us that gospel. It is the Bible you brought for us, and it is what we will strongly hold on to. That is the risk of carrying the gospel. They came with their caskets. We are to leave the comfort of our zone, sacrifice that others will hear the word of God, that people will surrender to Jesus Christ, taking up our cross and following Jesus. This implies that we identify with the marginalized people who the disciples were to identify with the marginalized people that were subject to the Roman crucifixion. Certainly, people were crucified. It was a crude way of capital punishment to crucify one. But Jesus was saying to them, take up your own cross. Take your own challenge. No matter what, do the word of God. That is what Jesus is saying. And Jesus is saying to us today, no matter what, do not give up. Don't give up your Christian life. Do not compromise your Christian faith. Hold on to Jesus strongly, who is the author and finisher of our faith. When we do that strongly, Jesus will give us authority over everything. Sacrifice self, sacrifice family, sacrifice our comfort to follow Jesus. Get more involved again and again in the mission of the church. In Acts of the Apostles, Jesus said to the disciples that they take the gospel, beginning from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the world. Jesus wants us to take the gospel. Wherever you find yourself, live by example as a Christian. There has to be difference between he who believes in Jesus and that person who does not believe in Jesus. Take the gospel to anyone. Share it. Talk about it. Discuss about it. Get engaged in it. And when we do that, the church of God will continue to expand more and more, and will build the kingdom of God more and more. God is doing a new thing, building his kingdom. He is doing a new thing in building his kingdom. The Lord bless you as you continue faithfully in serving the Lord. Father in heaven, we come before you. We surrender all to you. And we ask you to help us to follow you, that we will not fear, but that, Lord, we will follow you, and that, Lord, we will build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.